Mr. Speaker, across this Parliament, we share in Norway's mourning today. Right now, at 4:30 a.m. in Norway, parents will be sitting by hospital beds, as the Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg has said. Many are weeping, hearts are bleeding. Norway is famous for its peacemaking and its peacekeeping role around the world. It is known as a stable and compassionate society whose leadership on peace and disarmament is recognised and respected the world over. We are very alike in our size, our geography, and more importantly, our values. I remember being welcomed to the Norwegian Parliament during the Speaker's tour in 2007 with colleagues in this House across a range of parties. The overwhelming impression, again, across a range of parties was one of mutual respect. We had and have a lot in common. That such a destructive event should happen in Norway is almost beyond comprehension, but comprehend it we must. In standing with the government and people of Norway at this time, we pay a tribute to the responses of the leaders, calling not for revenge or hatred, but for more democracy, more humanity, more compassion, but not with naivety. An attempt to wipe out a generation of political leaders is profoundly shocking. We in the New Zealand Labour Party feel it deeply because of our close ties with the Norwegian Labour Party and its youth wing. Our MPs know their MPs, our youth leaders know their youth leaders. But this sentiment is shared across every political party in this House. As Ella Hardy, President of Young Labour New Zealand, has said, and I quote, "Through the last week, we have shared our message of solidarity and empathy with our brothers and sisters in Norway. They died for their belief in social justice, anti-racism and tolerance. They died trying to make the world a better place. Let racist ignorance be ended," unquote. Dignity and democratic values have emerged through the intense grief of the Norwegian people. But special words are needed for the young. And Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg said them, and I quote him, "I want to say this to all the young people here. The massacre on Utøya was an attack against young people's dream of being able to help to make the world a better place. Your dreams have been brutally crushed, but your dreams can be fulfilled. I have a simple request to make of you. Get involved, care, join an organisation, take part in debates, use your vote. Free elections are the jewel in the crown of democracy. By taking part, you are saying a resounding yes to democracy." Unquote. That courage and that conviction can never be defeated.